ओम शांति। टुडे वी सोल्स आर गोइंग टू लर्न द मेथड ऑफ बर्निंग सिंस ऑफ ऑल द 63 बर्थ्स। फर्स्ट वी मस्ट हैव क्लियर नॉलेज अबाउट हु एम आई, what is my real form, who has played positive and negative parts in all the births. In reality, we the subtle souls are conscious quantum spiritual energy. A form is like a star in which there are 16 very subtle energy points comprising of mind, intellect, impressions, along with various qualities and 8 powers through which we souls perform all acts. Now we will understand that we souls have faith part from Golden Age to Iron Age and up to the end of Confluence Age. So actually, where is that part recorded? The karmas which we have performed in the 63 births of Copper and Iron Ages are stored where and in which form? All these details are going to understand very well. Out of the 16 energy points of soul, the point number 16 is called as intellect, which has the recording of our 84 births or how much ever number of births we have taken as per Brahma. Outside this energy point, that is Kanta, there are 16 subtle energy layers. Starting from the outermost 16th layer, we will understand where our births as per eras are recorded. Firstly, our 8 births of Golden Age are stored in outer 2 layers numbered 16 and 15. Further, inside these two layers, there are very subtle 8 sub-layers. In each sub-layers, there is a recording of one birth of Golden Age. After this, there are 4 layers numbered 14, 13, 12 and 11, in which 12 births of Silver Age are recorded. In these 4 layers, there are further very subtle 12 sublayers, and in each sublayer, there is a recording of one birth of Silver Age. Now, in the next 5 energy layers, numbered 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6, there is recording of 21 births of Copper Age. In these 5 layers also, there are 21 very subtle sublayers, and in each sublayer, there is recording of one birth of Copper Age. Hereafter, in the next 2 layers, numbered 5 and 4, there is recording of 42 births of Iron Age and one birth of Confluence Age. In these 2 layers, there are further 43 subtle sublayers, and in each sublayer, there is recording of one birth. Now, we are very well aware that we have done all the sins in copper and iron ages only. Which makes it clear that the five layers numbered 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 and the two layers numbered 5 and 4 has the recordings of the births containing all our sins. Now, we will understand in which form and way all these sins are recorded. As per drama plan, when we souls started playing part by becoming body conscious, we started getting caught into the bondages of karma. We will acquire knowledge about how these bondages get formed. Now, as per drama plan, in our first birth of copper age, when we souls enter into the womb of our mother, that time onwards start the formation of subtle threads of bondages of karma from the first outermost sublayer out of four sublayers of the 10 numbered layer, that is first layer of copper age. Our first thread gets connected with our mother and then with our father, our close relatives, with each soul with whom we came in contact and also with nature. In this way, we soul remain connected with everyone by each subtle thread and thus we remain bonded. Now, all the positive and negative acts performed by we, the souls, with these souls and nature are recorded in us in the form of karmas, due to which we are bonded with all of them. From this birth onwards, every soul which comes in contact with us as well as the elements of nature gives us in return the same what we have given them. All this positive and negative acts are recorded in us and also within those with whom we have placed these acts. In this way, the births which we have taken from the start of copper age till the end of iron age, the threads from the subtle sublayer of each of these births which are connected with various souls in the form of bondages of karma are all present there. And the energy of our karmas continuously flow towards us from every thread. Thus, good and bad changes keep occurring in our life. We and our life will not be stable until we break all such subtle threads of karma. There are only two ways of breaking such subtle threads. One is sufferings and other is meditation, that is remembrance of the Supreme Soul. Now we will understand in detail how our subtle karmic threads break by meditation or by sufferings. As we don't remember our past karmas, frequently we are lost in thinking that why this is happening in my life. However, we don't know that whatever is happening in our life is the fruit of our past birth karma. In this way, till the end of Brahma, that is, end of Kalpa, we continue suffering based on our karma, and whichever karma are remaining to be suffered, for those we experience the suffering in the form of punishment during the process of purification of soul by the Supreme Soul, and then we return home, that is soul world. Now we will understand in detail how we will become free from bondages of karma through the ancient Raj Yoga meditation taught by the Supreme Soul. We have already understood that from copper age, whatever karmas which are performed by us with souls and nature, at that time we get bonded to them by subtle threads of karmas. Now, after getting the Supreme Father in this auspicious conference age, we will start practicing the ancient Raj Yoga meditation taught by the Supreme Soul, in which by considering ourselves as a soul, we remember the Supreme Soul. In this method, when we start remembering the Supreme Soul, at that time our connection with Supreme Soul is in the form of very subtle thread, and through it God's infinite and powerful energy flow within us. This powerful, high positive energy flows through the threads which are connected with the souls and the nature right from the copper age and reaches to those souls and elements of nature with whom we are bonded based on our karmas. In this way, in return of the karmas which we have done with those souls and nature, that much powerful high positive energy reaches them, and only after settling the karmic accounts with those souls or nature, the subtle thread, and we become free from the return of karmas with them.
Now we will destroy our sins with the ancient Raj Yoga technique taught by the Supreme Soul. First of all, consider yourself as a soul, a very subtle shining star. Observe your form, which is like a divine star glowing with energy, in which there are 16 energy points, in which there is our mind, intellect, impressions, 8 powers and qualities. Now observe your intellect profoundly. In this there is a very subtle shiny white energy point from which continuously indigo colored energy rays are spreading, and outside this very subtle white energy point there are 16 energy layers in which are 84 births recording is stored. Now we are observing a combined birth of the end of Iron Age and Confluence Age in the last 2 sub-layers out of the 22 sub-layers of the 4th numbered layer. from the soul world, a Supreme Father. From the Almighty Shiv Baba, colorful, eight-colored rays are getting absorbed in present birth layers. From the soul world, a Supreme Father. From the Almighty Shiv Baba, colorful, eight-colored rays are getting absorbed in present birth layers. These energy rays are completely filling my present birth layers. And then they are flowing through subtle threads which are connected with present birth souls, elements of nature, animals and objects. And finally reaching those souls, elements of nature, all those souls, all the elements of nature, animals and objects are becoming abundant with this energy. And at the same time, create the thought for all souls and nature of that birth, that I, the soul, sincerely apologize for the sorrows which I have given you, and I forgive all of you for whatever sorrows are given to me as per drama. See, the karmic accounts with these souls, nature, animals and objects are getting clear. And all the connected karmic threads are getting cut one by one. And I, the soul, is getting free from bondages of karma of this world. I, the soul, is experiencing salvation, due to which I am experiencing all my original qualities and powers. I, the soul, is experiencing myself to be abundant with all qualities and powers. From the soul world, a Supreme Father. From the Almighty Shiv Baba, colorful, eight-colored rays are getting absorbed in present birth layers. From the soul world, a Supreme Father. From the Almighty Shiv Baba, colorful, eight-colored rays are getting absorbed in present birth layers. These energy rays are completely filling my present birth layers. And then they are flowing through subtle threads which are connected with present birth souls, elements of nature, animals and objects. And finally reaching those souls, elements of nature, all those souls, all the elements of nature, animals and objects are becoming abundant with this energy. And at the same time, create the thought for all souls and nature of that birth, that I, the soul, sincerely apologize for the sorrows which I have given you, and I forgive all of you for whatever sorrows are given to me as per drama. See the karmic accounts with these souls, nature, animals and objects are getting clear. And all the connected karmic threads are getting cut one by one. And I, the soul, is getting free from bondages of karma of this birth. I, the soul, is experiencing salvation, due to which I am experiencing all my original qualities and powers. I, the soul, is experiencing myself to be abundant with all qualities and powers. In this way, by keeping in front of you all 63 births, that is, from end of Iron Age till start of Copper Age, clear them. Om Shanti.